Declare ye and tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. The Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Confessional reading from the Augsburg Confession, Article 28 of Ecclesiastical Power. When, therefore, the question is concerning the jurisdiction of bishops, civil authority must be distinguished from ecclesiastical jurisdiction. Again, according to the gospel, or as they say, by divine right, there belongs to the bishops, as bishops, that is, to those whom has been committed the ministry of the word and sacraments, no jurisdiction except to forgive sins, to judge doctrine, to reject doctrines contrary to the gospel, and to exclude from the communion of the church wicked men, whose wickedness is known, and this without human force, simply by the word. Herein the congregations of necessity and by divine right must obey them, according to Luke 10:16, he that heareth you, heareth me. But when they teach or ordain anything against the gospel, then the congregations have a commandment of God prohibiting obedience. Beware of false prophets. And in Galatians, though an angel from heaven preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. From 1 Corinthians, we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Also, the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. So also the canonical laws command. And Augustine, neither must we submit to Catholic bishops if they chance to err or hold anything contrary to the canonical scriptures of God. This is our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 14. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. So far our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from James chapter 1, verses 22 through 27. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So far our epistle reading. These things I have spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not ask that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Here ends our gospel reading. We confess our faith together in the words of the 19th reading.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost, the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you.
the gospel reading from John chapter 16. I'd like at this time to read from verse 23 and 24. In that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Please be seated. In a couple of sermons on this text by Dr. Martin Luther, published sermons, he lists 5 points that are necessary for prayer to be prayer. Number one, a promise. We got that. Whatever you ask in my name, I will give you. Two, faith. Faith is faith, right? Three and four are ones that really, I don't think, normally, shouldn't, theologically, church-wise, shouldn't apply to us anyway. He says you must have something to pray about. You must have a request. And then you must actually speak that request. He's referring here to what in his hymn that we just sang, he says, teach us no thoughtless words to say. He's talking about the kind of thing that medieval Roman Catholicism taught about prayer, that by prayer repetition, a prayer, rosaries, Holy Marys, you repeat words, same words, just keep repeating them, and by doing so, you gain favor with God. You gain wages, you might say. Those are the third and fourth one. His fifth one, that we pray in Jesus' name. Now the promise, we're going to deal with three of those. The promise, faith, and praying in Jesus' name. The promise, of course, is no problem. Scripture's loaded with invitations to pray and promises well beyond our understanding. Our Old Testament reading for today, Jeremiah, says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And then from Psalm 50:15, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. New Testament too. Jesus, truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. We just read that, didn't we not? Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. And then he tells a number of different parables in the New Testament, in the Gospels, comparing the difference between asking something, favor, whatever, from a human being, and addressing prayer to God. What man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? And the parable of the friend at midnight. We're all familiar with that one, aren't we? He says something to the effect, if you have guests coming, you're short of food, do you go and ask for bread from a friend in the middle of the night? Is he going to run you off and send you home? I'm in bed with my kids, the house is closed, go away. Oh, he says, I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. That promise again. And then the parable of the importunate widow as they call it, a woman who had a law case against a neighbor, and she goes to the judge trying to get justice, and the judge is the unjust judge, as Jesus calls him. He doesn't care about God or man. And finally, this woman keeps bugging him. And Jesus goes on, though, talking for the judge, the unjust judge, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this woman troubles me, I will avenge her, meaning give her the justice she's after, answer her request. Lest her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge or answer his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you, he will speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Does it seem to make sense at the end of that parable? It always seemed a little strange to me. But it's the point that prayer is what faith does. Faith prays. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, says the psalmist. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our failures to pray as we ought, I think, have this as a basis. And I'm speaking from inside my own head and heart, because I can't speak for anyone else at this point. But I suspect it might ring a bell with at least a few of you. I think to pray when I'm under stress, when there's a problem, when it's serious, and I can pray in desperation quite well. And then when the thing that I was troubled by is taken care of, my usual response without thinking this through is, what was I so worried about? I handled that all right. I did that quite well, as a matter of fact. Our old sinful human nature wants us to be independent. When we need God, then we look to Him. When we don't, we want to be our own authority. With that sinful human nature, how on earth do we justify approaching the throne of the God, creator of this universe, with requests, with prayer, in Jesus' name? That's the ground on which we can pray. Without His authority, we would not dare address the Creator God. But the Son of God became human flesh, fulfilled the law, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself in our stead, and suffered death and resurrection that he might redeem us, take our guilt from us, and set us free. Not only that, in the fulfilling of the law, or maybe it's beyond that, with his prayer to his Father, he prayed often, according to the gospel writers. Often enough so that finally his disciples said to him, teach us to pray, like John taught his disciples, John the Baptizer they're referring to. And so Jesus said, when you pray,
saying thus, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. And I suggest to you the rest of that prayer is actually fully expressed in thy will be done. We pray first to the Father in Jesus' name those three petitions. So thy will be done. John writes in 1 John 5, Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Those beautiful, wonderful promises that our prayers will be fulfilled aren't promises that any wild notion we have is going to be answered the way we think it should. That would be a serious problem, and most of us recognize that. But what he does promise is something far better than anything we might ask on our own. In that parable of the father, will you give him a fish if he asks, or give him a snake if he asks for fish? Listen how he concludes that story in Luke. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those asking him? This is the way I would translate that. It's not to those asking for the Holy Spirit. It's for those who are pleading to him in faith. The Apostle Paul writes this in Romans chapter 8. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. The Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. What you ask for in prayer you may not receive, but you will receive far better than anything you might have thought to pray for. A promise? Faith, we pray in Jesus' name. Prayer is what faith does. Amen.
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 And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Away from thy presence.
for our communities. Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give them rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ our Lord, for he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us, and hath taken away the sins of the world, who by his death hath destroyed them, and by his rising to life again hath restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
thank you.
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins.
Take, drink. This is the true blood.
Take and eat.
Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sin.
This is the true blood.
Take and eat. This is the body of Christ,
given
into death for the forgiveness of your sin.
Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the
true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. The blood of Christ shed for you. Peace of the Lord be with you always. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith and the life of the Lord. Depart in peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Take it each. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take it each. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death.
This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Stay in peace.
who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Here.